205, it is so sweet, trust in Jesus. It is so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know the Savior. Jesus is the Savior. Precious it is to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's open with the word of prayer. Our risen King, Creator, Lord, and God, Jesus Christ, we come before your holy presence again this morning with our hearts full of gratitude for your protection and good care in the night. We've happened to see this new day by your grace. We are not at all better than those who slept last night and those who got different problems, Lord, of sicknesses and other issues that you can't avoid. We thank you, Lord, that by your grace we are what we are this morning. And as we gather again as a family for our morning devotion, we pray, Lord, that you You be with us. You forgive all our sins, as you know how weak and sinful we are. Accept us in your presence, Lord, and allow your Holy Spirit to teach us and expound this truth of the sovereignty of our great God, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. And the things we pray through Christ our Lord. Amen. Yep. As we continue in our lessons from the sovereignty of God, we now reach chapter 3, just page 27, entitled The Sovereignty of God in Creation. Let me remind you where we've come from so that we, as you drive forward, you don't need to forget side mirrors to help you see where you're coming from. So after going through the sovereignty of God and the present day, that was chapter 1, we went to chapter 2, which was the sovereignty of God defined. There, Brother Pink helped us define the sovereignty of God, what it is. And after finishing that, now we are dealing with the sovereignty, or we are beginning the third chapter, which is the sovereignty of God in creation. And again, here he gives us a passage of scripture. Remember, in chapter 2, we've been going with 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 11. In this chapter 3, we'll be using Revelation chapter 4, verse 11, which I'm going to read. Revelation chapter 4, verse 11, which reads, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." Let me repeat it in modern English. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things, and for your pleasure they are and were created. So everything that is there, everything that exists, even you and me, we exist and we are here for his pleasure. He enjoys to look at us. He enjoys that. Now, ask yourself, does he enjoy to look at you sinning? Does he enjoy? So, you really, he created everything for his pleasure. And he did not create us so that we come and sin against him, to annoy him. So, brother begins like this. Having seen that that sovereignty characterizes the whole being of God, that mazo kulabanti, the whole being of God, let us now observe how it marks all his ways and dealings. So after seeing how the sovereignty of God characterizes or takes the whole of God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit, the whole of God. So now we are going into in this chapter to see how the sovereignty of God marks all his ways and dealings. Whatever he does it in his sovereignty or through his sovereignty. In the great expanse of eternity, which stretches behind Genesis 1:1, you know what is in Genesis 1:1? What is Joshua? What is in Genesis 1:1? What is written there? Genesis 1:1. Which story is there? Which narrative is there? Victor. The creation. Thank you. The story of the creation of everything. Thank you, Victor. You need to know those. You find the story of the creation of everything. Yeah, so as we continue, it says, which stretches beyond Genesis 1:1, the universe was unborn and creation existed only in the mind of the great creator. before Genesis 1:1 ngate tu ngadi gundi oluberebere emu that tenaba nothing was in existence tewali chintu chone chali chitondebwa but everything was in existence in the mind of God, our great God. In his sovereign majesty, God dwelt alone. So he was all alone. Before he created anything, he was alone in his majesty. We refer to that far distant period before the heavens and the earth were created. So, he's talking about that time far behind before the heavens and the earth were created. Remember when they talk of heaven, they could always put their S, the heavens, because there are many. The heavens declare the glory of God. There are many. Up to now, science, with our with its advancement and technology, they have not known how many heavens exist. There are many. Especially, personally, when I'm studying the geography, the things of galaxy, the stars, the planets out there, I just fear God so much when scientists come discovering other planets every single year, other stars. Up to now, as I'm talking, there's no technology of man that knows the number of stars. Tell you what science many number of stars. And yet we know that our earth where we live and see truly is far small compared to a sun, to a star. Far small. So now, and yet you know how big our earth is. Now, if now stars are numberless, we don't know the number, just ask yourself. Ziriwa, where are they hanging? In which space? How huge is that space? These are the things that you just need to sit down and think, ponder upon, think about Obingo, Fumitizako, Okankana. You tremble, you shake. That's why I was telling that when we were young, like you guys, you want to go and sin with a girl, you start shaking. But you guys, where do you get courage to go and up to the scene? You commit the sin. You don't fear God. Because you don't think about this great God. Where do you get the courage of going from step zero, or let me say A, to step Z of sin? You begin planning with a young boy or a young girl, or stealing or killing or deceiving. I'm going to deceive my parents like this now. I've been here, I've been there. Oh, the time for me to be home is past. You start cooking, as we say in Uganda. Not only kufumba, I'm going to deceive them like this. Where do you get such courage from? You don't fear God. He says, He might create or not create according to his own good pleasure. He could create or not create anything out of his good pleasure. Just look at your house. That's an example that I always give you. This is ours. You can do whatever you want with this house, with the things in this house. If you want to throw that tin today, you just get and throw it. No one will complain. No police will come and arrest you. That's how God does with all his creation. No one forced him to create anything. He might create this way or that way. He might create one world or 1 million worlds. Yanibade atonda ensi emoba oba ensi rukumi. If he wanted. And who was there to resist his will? Ani aliwo. Who was there with him to say, no, don't create many, many stars. Don't create only one star, one earth. At least there should be 3, 4, 5 stars. I mean earth. Planet earth. Who was there to give him counsel? He might call into existence a million different creatures and place them on absolute equality. Singa abada yadibada atonde bintu bintu yana biteka kukulevo emu. He could have created many things and put all of them on the same side, equality, on absolute equality, endowing them with the same faculties and placing them in the same environment. Yani bade byona abiwade okutegera kwekumu era byona nabiteka mu kifo kyekimu. He could have created them with the same capacity, but he did not do that. He created these things differently. And he did not put them in the same place. Kubanga, you cannot put fish here and it survives. He decided that fish has to survive only in water. You cannot put you underwater the way you want. You survive. He decided that we should live here. So he gave us different capacities of understanding. And it pleased him to make man in his own likeness, in his own image, and so that we could understand more than any of his creatures, to sobole okutegeera okusinga ebitonde bye ebirala byonna, out of his own pleasure. And you need to sit back, because the Bible tells us in Genesis that whatever God created, after he created them, he sat back and looked at them and he saw all of them that were good. So nothing that God created was bad, even those stones there. They look nice. Whatever God created, at the end of every day, every day, he could look at his creation and say, good. If God can call something good, who are you to call the creation of God bad? So if he wanted, he could have created a stone in you. You'd be, because they're all his creations. He would have created you into a mountain, a hill, a tree, fish, an animal, an insect. But ask yourself, did he create me in his image? A man, a human being that Christ gave his life for. He might create a million creatures, each differing from the others and possessing nothing in common save their creaturehood. And who was there to challenge his right? No one. If he so pleased, he might call into existence a world so immense that its dimensions were utterly beyond finite computation. Singa badayagala, yani badaya atonde chi, singa nene nyo, nga teri muntu yena asobola kuchikuji meja ringa. And were he so disposed, he might create an organism so small that not even the most powerful microscope could reveal its existence to human eyes. Singaba diagala, and by the atonda gundika akawuka katona nyo that tell microscope yonayona so and this over deo karaba. Like now, the world is fighting an unseen enemy. And that's why some people are calling this corona pandemic third world war. Why should I say no? This is third world war, really. Because a world war is a war that goes everywhere in the world. Yeah, this one is everywhere in the world. Unfortunately, the difference between this third world war compared to the first two world wars, First World War that began in 1914 and in 1918, and Second World War that began in 1939, there, normally they say 40, but the war began in around 1939 and ended in 1945, those people were fighting known enemies. Hey, Rwanda is our enemy. Oh, Uganda is our enemy. Kenya is our enemy. America is our enemy. It is aligned with our enemies, therefore they are also our enemies. So you are fighting the enemy you know. But this third world war, as people are terming it, some people are terming it these days, we are all fighting, all our human beings, we are fighting an unseen enemy. Even, I agree with the one who said on TV the other day that even the picture they put there of COVID-19 or of coronavirus is just kutebeleza, just out of imagination. Who has seen even its appearance? It is just out of imagination. It might be looking like this, like a ball. It's round, but it's this is an unseen enemy. It was his sovereign right to create, on the one hand, the exalted seraphim to burn around his throne, and on the other hand, the tiny insect which dies the same hour that it is born. Now, brother is taking us slowly deep as far as how God created everything out of his will and pleasure. And you cannot blame him by saying, why did you create me short, God? I'd like to be taller than I am. Why did you create me thin? Why fat? Why brown? Why black? And that's why I believe, and always say that it is sinful for these women who try to bleach their skin. It is sinful. If it's not to others, me personally, I find it's... Why? Why don't you enjoy the dark skin color that the Lord created you with? Why should you go and start buying lotions and what to put on? I want to be brown. Why? You cannot correct God. So you hear what he says here. It was his sovereign right to create Kusaidim on the one hand, the exalted seraphim. Do you know seraphim, Joshua? Do you know seraphim, Victor? Even Gloria, don't know seraphim? Or many seraphim? Oh, do you know seraphim? What is a seraphim, Jonathan? The bodyguards of the throne of the mighty God. Let me just say they are one of the mighty angels, because I know those that keep the throne are the cherubim. Okay, the cherubim, the same. But because you know the angels have got those ranks. Madara, Buinza, Madara. Just the way we know our military, from the corporal, the least, we come up to the general, okay, the field marshal. So now the seraphim are some of the very powerful angels. Yeah, these are those that were always in heaven. So I don't know, but I think they should be different. The cherubim and they are different. And to my small and weak understanding, I believe, according to my reading of scripture, that the cherubim are even stronger, too powerful than the seraphim. So a seraphim by malaika, these are angels, friends, but very powerful angels. That's why you see even brother Pink is calling them. On one side, it pleased him, Chamusan, to create the exalted seraphim to burn around his throne. Yeah, so you see, they also keep the throne, even according to Brother Pink. Yeah, so the bodyguards. You think President Museveni can pick any soldier to be his bodyguard? No. Someone who works as a bodyguard of any president should be well trained. Mukugu. So Kati, and you hear, I like just the way he says, these are burning. When you look at them, you see fire. Obviously, because they are protecting the burning fire. A great God is called burning fire. So you look at this seraphim, they are burning. Yeah, he created them like that. And on the other side, he created very tiny, very small insects that die immediately when they are after being born. Mama wafuna urubuto, the mother is conceives. When it produces the kid or the baby or whatever dies immediately. That's how God created them. Mm-hmm. Yes. If the mighty God chose to have one vast gradation in his universe, from loftiest seraph. That seraph is just one. Seraphim, blah, 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 and there are many seraphim, but one is seraph, that mighty angel. From loftiest seraph to creeping reptile, from revolting worlds to floating atoms, from macrocosm to microcosm instead of complete uniformity, who was there to question his sovereign pleasure? Katonda wagamba nti Katonda kyamusanyusa ajasa okutonda ebintu byonna mu ngeri ya njawulo nga byonna tebifaanagana. He decided to create things in different ways and different powers and different everything. He did not decide to create everything uniform bifaanagane mu maanyi in power and what. So who was there to ask, to question him, why don't you create all of them weak? Why not all of them powerful? Why not all of them like this or like that? Because he was all alone. Behold then the exercise of divine sovereignty long before man ever saw the light. Kati raba engeri katonda jateka munkola obusukulu mubwenga teri muntu yena before anyone was created. But today you hear these that I call worms, maggots, we are maggots, because the day I die, maggots will come out of me. Maggots, like it or not, will come out of you. You will stink. So now these maggots, as I normally call them, are trying to say we want to make gods of ourselves or out of ourselves, because our technological advancement has gone high. And God has come, just visited us a little bit with coronavirus. Big countries like the United States and China and France and Germany and the UK, they don't know what to do. To the point that many presidents of the world are just saying, telling their people, let us pray. The Lord has visited us, friends. The sovereign God that we are learning, we are studying. With whom took God counsel, or with whom did God take counsel in the creation and disposition of these creatures? Yatesa nani? Asole okutonda ebintu nga bwe yabitonda. See the birds as they fly through the air, the beasts as they roam the earth, the fishes as they swim in the sea, and then ask, who was it that made them to differ? Insects. Then ask yourself, who made them different? Was it not their creator who sovereignly assigned their various locations and adaptations to them? But it is just the Spirit of Christ when he dwells in you. Because his work is to glorify Christ in everything in your life. Even as we rear our chicken here, you can just be like, oh, that's our chicken. We are glad we have this chicken. But me, many times I sit here and ask myself many questions. When you look, you see just the way God created this chicken, the hens. How they start laying their eggs. Time comes, they start covering them, mostly sitting on them. And they will, you see how they take care of their eggs. God, they don't have understanding. But God just created them like that. The way they look after their eggs. Good enough, we have some that are sitting on their eggs. And when you try to go and to enter into that house, you see, it wants to protect the eggs. That's not instinct, because instincts, I don't think chicken hens have instinct. That's for us, man. But just God created them like that. And when they hatch, the way they protect their cheeks, just amazing. When they are sitting on their eggs, if one or two remain outside, you see the way they are pulling them inside themselves. So you just wonder, really, the wisdom of God. You wonder the wisdom of God. By the way, do you know that in the world we don't have fools? We don't have mad people. These people you see on the streets of Kampala removing clothes, no, those ones are a bit sane and sound compared to whoever says there's no God. That's the only mad person we have.
Whoever can really wake up one day and say, no, there's no God. The one who removes his clothes on the street of Kampala is far better than that one. That one is sane. This is the only mad person. Even if he's smartly dressed in his necktie and he sits in his expensive office, in his expensive house, storied building, that one is mad. Where do you even begin from to say there's no God and yet you are surrounded by chicken and hens and what and all these to teach you a lesson? Where did they get such from? He did not take counsel with anyone. See, okay, so when you, so was it not their creator who created them different like that? Turn your eye to the heavens. And observe the mysteries of divine sovereignty which there confront the thoughtful beholder. And 1 Corinthians 15:41, Paul says, there is one glory of the sun and another glory of the moon and another glory of the stars. For one star differs from another star in glory. You hear now? I told you that there are many stars that human beings don't know the number, but all stars don't have the same glory. They don't have the same power. They don't shine the same. They don't have the same sizes. Who made them like that? Was it just out of Big Bang? Have you ever heard of Big Bang before? Which idea do you have with Big Bang?
It's an idea by the geographers, of the theory that the world came into existence
through an explosion. Echidu chagwa tuka boom. That's okay, the Big Bang, and they already things started to, oh, that's madness. And that thing that exploded came from where? Yeah, if you say that everything came out of the explosion, that thing, very thing that exploded, the chavwa to kachavwa, just foolishness and madness. That's Bugembe Ayima Tibasomanya Nebaunga. They read many books, they studied too much until they became mad. I like that expression in that song. The more you think you are wise because you have a PhD, 5 PhDs, and doctorate and what, and you are mad. Mad! You start even reasoning like a 3-year-old child. Let me read up to here, then we will continue in the evening. But why should they be different like that? Why should the sun be more glorious than the cycling planets? Yeah, the sun is more glorious than the planets. Do you know our Earth is one of the planets? A name of another planet? Do you know the names of planets? Oh, guys, you go to school.
Neptune.
Mars, Neptune, Jupiter. Yeah, you know them. Thank you. I was just checking that the school fees I pay does not just go for in vain. Yeah. So the sun has more glory than the planets. But why? Why should there be stars of the first magnitude and others of the tenth? Why? Why such amazing inequalities? Why? And why should there be shooting stars? Falling stars? There are stars that fall. Wandering star. If you read June 13, in a word, ruined stars. All these exist. Falling stars, ruined stars, what stars. So the differences are not only in human beings, that we have Adugavu, we have white, we have blacks, we have short, we have tall, we have no. It's in all the creatures of God in Jaologi. But why? And the only possible answer is, now to all these many whys, the only answer is, for thy pleasure they are and were created, as we read in our beginning, whatever the scripture we began with. And I want to read it again as I close this morning devotion. Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. And then he gives the reason why he's worthy to receive those three. For you have created all things. Mark the word all. And for your pleasure they are and were created. Yeah, that's the answer. Whenever you are asking yourself questions, why this Lord, why that Lord, why this Lord, why that Lord? The question is, because he wanted them like that, for his pleasure. So let us, before we pray, let us sing, I've separated what the children catechism, because I don't want this to be long. Yeah, so the kids will be teaching them separately. Anytime when any of us is free, you've eaten. God has given us enough time home. Lockdown, curfew. So we have. So when you get a free time, mama, dad, brother, big sister. I like Victor does it already. Whoever, even Joshua, they take that child catechism and they start training this one. Big up, guys. Thank you for that. You do a good job. So, Victor, you need to know that Joshua and Esther are under your care. You need to teach them, okay? So, push them into the catechism until you finish the whole book of children catechism. Then, Gloria, Jonah, you need to know that now Victor, Joshua, Esther, they are under you. You need to make sure you teach them. And the two of you, you help one another. Then we, the parents, we need to know that at any time, all our children are under us. So mom, Jonah, Gloria, and all of them are under you. Then I cover the whole family. So we separate the catechism. Even our family catechism, we'll be doing them just separately. Now let us... As we go through these mighty works of our great God, let us think immortal, invisible. Immortal, invisible. You get it there quickly. Immortal, invisible. These are two. Let us think immortal, invisible. 103 in Grace Hymns. Immortal, invisible. Baptism. Yes. Let us sing. I adore that hymn because of its message. There, one's beautiful, immortal, invisible, God only wise, in light inaccessible, hid from our eyes. Most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, Almighty, victorious. Thy great name we praise. Yeah, let's sing that together. Immortal, invisible. You are taking too long, Gloria, to get it. It's not there. Yeah, get it. And then we sing. And then after that, Mama is going to pray for us. We still continue praying for the situation of the church. I want you to pray for all the churches in the world under this situation of COVID-19. Pray for the churches, pray for the church leaders, pastors, deacons, pray for church members, that instead the Lord will use this time to raise our faith, to increase our faith, not to go away from him. Especially pray for more wisdom for the church leaders, the shepherds, that the Lord should give them wisdom to know what to do with their flock. Then pray for the countries that are struggling with this disease, and then pray for the two families we are praying for. Yeah, remember we pray for one from our church, and then for one outside. From our church, you pray for the family of Pauline, Bahati, pray for their family, salvation and what. Pray for their own salvation, the two girls. Then outside, you pray for the family. I don't know that you remember. Do you know Pastor Cholo Mwetwa? You don't know him, but you don't forget those names, huh? Yeah, Cholo Mwetwa. So pray for the family of Cholo Mwetwa. Every day we pray for two families. So tomorrow we'll get two more families. One from our church, one from out.
Yeah, so pray for the hand of petroleum white one, and then after the singing, immediately you go into prayer.
Imoto invisible God only was in light inaccessible here from our eyes. Most blessed, most glorious, the ancient of days, almighty, victorious, the great name we praise, unresting, unresting, and silent as light, no wanting, no wasting, the rulers in mind, the justice like mountain, the soaring above, the clouds reach a fountain, for goodness and love, no all life that giveth to both great and small, in all life thou livest, the true life of all. We blossom and flourish, our leaves on the tree, and wither and perish, but no challenge thee, great Father. Of glory, pure Father of light, than angels adore thee, for veiling the sun. O Lord, we would render, or help us to see this only splendor of light identity. Immortal, invisible, God only was, enlightened, accessible, He from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the ancient of days.